pretty closely related, I think, but they don't have wings that are as big as butterfly wings.
Grasshoppers?
No, they're close to that, too. Let me see if I can think of another way to describe it. Some people say that if you see one of these, then you'll see a snake.
Oh.
I don't know. You know,
yes.
This is an old tale.
A snake doctor.
A snake doctor?
Yeah, that's one. Now, does that fit the description that I've
Yes.
Would you ever call it anything besides a snake doctor?
No.
Okay. What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
A dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Looked like his father.
Now, if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you say he looks like his father.
Yeah.
Now, if his behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy, what?
Resembles his father.
All right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
They're country folks.
Country.
Yeah.
How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Negro.
Suppose you were angry with a Negro and you thought he was trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Say, you're a sorry nigger.
Okay.
This is recording down here, did you know that?
Let's see, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is the color of ours?
I'd say the little white person.
Okay. Now, if a white person got mad with a Negro, he might call him a nigger. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, do you know anything that he might call him behind his back?
White trash.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say the man got awfully...
vexed.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, I'm really
hungry.
Okay. Now, suppose you weren't particularly hungry, but you'd just been working hard all day and you wanted to sit down and relax.
I'd get more relaxed.
Okay. So you'd say, I really am
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
sick?
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
It's a reception, I should say.
Uh-huh. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
Ghosts.
All right. A person might say to a child, you'd better behave or what's going to get you?
Spooks.
Okay. Now, there's a kind of spook that adults frighten children with sometimes. It's some kind of man, and they say, you better behave or something man will get you.
Booger man will get
you.
All that's on spooks.
Yes.
How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
What'd you say?
What do you say to your friends?
Merry Christmas.